Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. As the cleanup continues from last week's tornadoes, Harris County is now offering to help people dispose of debris. News 88.7's Michael Akison has details.
If you live in one of the Spring or Cypress neighborhoods hit by two tornadoes last week, debris can be picked up straight from your home. That includes vegetative debris, construction debris, damaged home appliances, and electronics. Otherwise, Harris County is hosting free tornado debris drop-off services all week long. From 2 to 6 p.m. on weekdays and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. this weekend, residents can bring their debris to Deputy Darren Goforth Park in Cypress or Kissing Tree Park in Spring. Harris County Commissioner Tom Ramsey represents the area, and he says this has brought the community together.
It just speaks to the communities that we serve, that not only do they work with us so well, but with each other.
Ramsey said a total of 217 homes and buildings were damaged from the storm, 13 of which were severely damaged. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Mayor John Whitmer could lose the endorsement of Harris County's Democratic Party. The group will vote later this month to no longer give its endorsement. That's because Whitmer attended a fundraiser for Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Almost all precinct chairs are signed on to the resolution. This year's flu vaccine might not be as effective as it was before. That's according to infectious disease expert Dr. Jason Bowling. He's with UT Health San Antonio.
And since they selected the flu strains for the vaccine, there is an H3N2 strain that has 7 mutations from what is in the flu vaccine. For children, it was about 75% effective. For adults, it was about 30 to 40%.
The annual flu shot is formulated based on what strains were active during flu season in the Southern Hemisphere. Rockets basketball tonight. They're in Utah to play the Jazz. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. 50% chance of more rain tonight. We could see some patchy fog later on this evening. Overnight low should be around 40. We should see some sun tomorrow. Partly sunny skies, high near 55. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.